Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Now on the show, I don't know if we've ever done this before, but we're going to open up the fetish files.
I think this is a new feature.
Yeah. It is. It's a brand new feature. The fetish files.
Stuff in the butt. Things. I'm into a lot of different things. Twisting nipples. Electrocution of balls. Suction cupping my bits.
Sounding.
Dressing up as furry creatures. To fornicate with other furry creatures.
Fetishes.
Using baked beans as lube.
Oh, God! Bebop!
Did we actually hear about this?
No, that's when I was a kid, I saw a porn with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw
porn. Yeah, I saw a porn with
did
that.
Did ring a bell somewhere?
It did. I was like, what was that? Yeah.
Stuck
from?
With me.
Yeah, yeah, it did. How old were you when you saw that porn?
Probably
too young.
16.
Okay, yeah. So when it's still like fresh as day.
I was like, what? They were fat people too. Yeah. It was crazy.
Oh. We tried to find it. We couldn't find it.
No, yeah, it was like some crazy French porn that somebody's parents
Thank
had.
Thank God we couldn't find it.
Yeah.
No one
yeah.
needs to see that.
Baked beans.
So really, the fetish files is us wanting to know what you're wondering about certain fetishes that you can't discuss with anyone else. Have you tried to break out a fetish to someone and it really shocked them? Anything, any fetish type question you want to ask us because you can't talk to, you know, your mom about it.
You can't.
Or your aunt.
Sometimes you can.
Well, you shouldn't. 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free way to reach us. 1-855-954-6969. You can be anonymous. You can ask for voice-changing technology if you must. You can also text us and James will get your dirty fetish text at 46969. The dirtier the better for him.
No pictures, though. We don't take pictures. It's got to be a verbal description of the fetish.
Yes.
Yeah.
He will take your pictures personally, but
yeah. Well,
you can set
I mean,
that
I
up
guess
on the
you
side.
Could send him a picture and he could try and describe it.
Yeah.
Snapchat me.
Yeah.
You can also email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you'd like to reach us that way. And that's where we'll start with some emails here. This guy says, Dave and Chuck, first off, Boss Hog and Cooter.
Okay.
Longtime listener. No details about me, please. I want to remain anonymous. The other day, you were talking about if someone told you something too early. I come into this with, is it too late? So here's the deal. Me and my girlfriend have been on and off for a long time now, mm-hmm. and I have never told her I have a diaper adult baby fetish. Jeez. Meaning, I like females in diapers.
So not
that's
himself.
That's,
yeah.
I've never heard of that. I've heard of so many creepy guys into the diaper fetish. They want to be diapered. They yeah. want to be changed. They mm. want to be babied. He wants the opposite. He wants the woman to be in diapers. He wants to play the daddy role and take care of them. He says, diapering, bathing, feeding, changing. I have had a few baby girls in secret from her when we were on our off time.
Wow.
I've tried hinting to her about it.
Where do you find a baby girl?
I don't know where you find a baby girl. I'm sure Craigslist.
Yeah.
But she tells me how messed up that would be. Now, I really love this girl. I don't know if I should ever tell her or not. And if I do, how? We've been on and off for about 15 years, and this is a big part of me. I just can't seem to get rid of it. Trust me, I tried. Should I tell her or not? And if so, how?
And they've been together how long?
On and off, he says, for 15 years. So they've broken up, obviously,
that's
a few
long
times.
Time.
And he's had some baby dolls on the side or whatever they're called. How do you say, listen, I want a diaper and change you?
It's a hard thing to break to somebody. Gotta.
Surprise.
I want you to poop in a diaper for me so I can change you. That is wild.
That is totally wild.
I also think it's too much. I think that, you know, they're already on rocky road, right? I mean, they've been on and off. You're off mm-hmm. for sure when you reveal this to her. I mean,
the chances of her being okay with it and into it.
We are, he already knows like, she's not.
Yeah,
he,
she's not.
You know, she's not.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way. If you can't shake it, you got
to
find
So he has to decide diapers or her, right?
Yes.
At the end of the day, that's his decision to make. Is he, would he, what does he need more in his life? Her or diapers?
And it does make me wonder, it does make me wonder who's breaking it off all the time. Like, him? Is it him being dumped, or is he dumping her? If he's dumping her, then it's just a no-brainer. Just dump her and go find one of these girl babies or whatever and try and make a better sexual life for yourself or whatever. But if she's the one dumping him and he's, like, head over heels for this girl, then he might have to just give it up.
Or he can just wait until she's, like, in her 80s.
And he'll have to do it anyway.
Do it anyway. All his dreams.
That's a long game, Lisa. That's a long game.
Just gotta wait a little longer.
Gotta wait until she's... All right, the time is nigh. My passions will be released.
You can whack her over the head with a mallet.
No, 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 don't do that. Don't do that. So, yeah, diapers or your lady is your choice at the end of the day, sir.
Hell of a choice.
Because, yeah, she's already said she's not into it. You hinted at it. She said it's totally messed up. If she did it for you, she wouldn't be enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you know what? If she did it for him, that's a way bigger step than I would have ever thought. But I do think he should just, if that's his thing, get it out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's somebody for everybody. He'll find some girl who loves to be babied.
Yeah.
Someone out there exists.
Yeah, he's found a few of them. He just, they haven't been in relationship material.
Yeah.
Just changes their poopy diapers and on he goes. Which is...
The choice is yours. Diapers are true love.
And I guess the other thing you could always ask is like, you could always be like, hey, listen, you know, I have this thing. It's not a sexual thing.
It is. It does get sexual sometimes.
Okay. You know, I have this thing. Sometimes it gets sexual. Can I do this on the side? But can we be?
Oh, well. What woman is going to say, sure, go change bitches' poopy diapers and come back to me?
They've been together 15 years. You don't, I mean, I think there's a lot of agreements out there that people make. A lot of them.
That's crazy.
I know it's a crazy one.
So, what about you? Do you have a question about a fetish? Wondering how you should break it to someone? Did someone bust out a fetish that completely shocked you? Did it end it? Anything fetish related in the Fetish Files, 1-855-954-6969. Voice changing technology as Anonymous joins us. Good morning, Anonymous. Hi, Anonymous.
Hello?
Yes, you're Anonymous and you're on.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Anonymous, it's you.
Hey.
And he's gone.
Oh, no, Jesus.
Son of a stupid bitch. Anonymous means I don't know your name, so I can't call you.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Might another. Have to be nicer to these guys, Dave.
Okay, I'll be nice.
I was going to say.
I'll be nicer.
They're revealing some of their deepest, darkest sexual fantasies.
You're like, let's make it a safe place then. I won't insult you.
Yeah.
1-855-954-6969 if you want to reach
he
out.
He won't call your like a Dave, mother a stupid bitch either.
A Dave berating fetish.
Like, oh, yeah, he's just like.
Oh, God, yeah. I didn't think people would be into that. Okay, don't. Stop it. I don't want to think that. That me insulting someone is turning them on.
Oh, Jesus. My God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, there are some people that would love to be degraded and insulted.
If any guys out there are turned on by Dave putting them down.
Stop it.
Call in.
Why do you find that so funny, Lisa?
I don't know. I just do because you're really good at it.
Yeah.
Yelling at people.
I'd like to remain anonymous.
Yes.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Hey, what the hell? Start talking.
Oh, boy.
What?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Yeah, keep going.
Listen, you stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you call here, you dumb bastard?
That's it. That's the ticket.
Shut up. Stop talking.
Oh, I made a mess.
Oh.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh, that's just screwed up life for me.
Yeah.
Head to a regular line here, and Joe. Joe, it's the Fetish Files on Dave and Chuck the Freak. What's your fetish question?
Hey, guys. Ripcord.
Ripcord.
So earlier this week, my girlfriend, she's been, you know, breastfeeding our son, and she wanted to, you know, make a little extra cash on the side. So she wanted to set up a nursing account on this one of these websites where you can kind of, like, meet other moms and, you know, like, to the moms who can't really, like, feed their babies and, you know, you would come in, like, you don't even really have to do, like, the whole to the teat thing, but you can do it, you know, pumping and everything like that. Well, so, this guy made an account, and he's like, hey, you know, I have this kid, and, you know, she's, you know, 6 weeks old, and her parents are split and whatnot, and I'd have no way to feed her, so could you help me out? And she starts talking to him a little bit more and more and tries to find out. Well, come to find out, he doesn't even have a kid.
No.
And he wanted to do it just for, like, A&R, which is, like, adult nursing. And it's, like, the weirdest thing, too. He's, like, he was, like, making up these excuses saying, like, he had a disease and stuff like that. And he's, like, his doctor told him to have it. And, like, no doctor's going to tell anybody in the world to have, hey, you need breast milk from a stranger. So, I mean, it was just super weird and, like, you know, when your girlfriend tells you something like that, or, well, my fiance at the time now, she tells me this, she's like, this guy is a total creep, and he, like, tried to, like, get my milk just so he could have, like, pleasure out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that's oh, and yeah. Unfortunately, that's it, not rare.
No, that's pretty common.
No, that's a common thing.
Don't put your milk out there.
Good call, Lisa.
Lisa Way.
Don't put your milk out there.
There's always some perv that just wants your milk.
Yeah,
don't put your milk out there. Yeah,
the more you know. Don't put your milk out there. Don't do it. There's so many creepy guys that are into breast milk, which is hard to believe, but hey, it's a fetish.
Do they want to, if you'd let them, they would suckle, wouldn't they? Those guys?
Bet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you bet.
Yeah, and now let me set something straight. I love to suckle, but I don't want anything out of it.
Yeah, right.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I think we knew that.
Yeah, I think we all knew that.
But thanks for setting the record straight.
Lisa's going to hit him again.
Dave, do you drink goddamn breast milk?
Don't put your milk out there.
Ladies, just do yourselves a favor and stay away from Dave.
Are there any fetishes that we've never heard of? Because I think we've heard of everything, right?
I think we basically have heard of everything.
On the show.
Didn't we just have one come up that we didn't know about?
No, what we knew it? About it. It was that splashing, right? Like,
yeah. No, it was me. I forgot about it. The furniture fetish. People acting as human.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Wasn't the banging of the nipples a new one?
The banging of the nipples, yeah, I have not seen.
Nipple banging.
Yeah.
Oh, right, the ones where they wrap with the crazy nipples?
Yeah,
crazy nipples. In the nip.
Yeah, I remember. That motion is graphic.
Yeah, this one right here.
Yeah. That's usually a motion describing something else. Yeah. Not nipples.
That was in the nip. Okay, in the Fetish Files, what's your question about fetishes? Have you been turned off by someone's fetish? Is there a fetish we haven't heard of, you think, that you're a part of? Jackie is with us next. Hi, Jackie. Good morning.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
What's your story?
Oh, man. Well, one, so stoked. First time caller, long time listener. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Happy to be talking to you guys. So this one's a little weird. I don't know if this is like a well-known fetish or if this is just this dude, but he had a tampon pulling fetish. Brought it up to me just like that.
Like,
so,
he just was very blunt about it. There was
soon?
No fancy name with it or anything. He just put it out there.
So, yeah, he asked me, are you on your period? I'm like, oh, you know, no. And he's like, well, I like to pull the string. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And yeah, so that's a thing.
So did you still talk to him?
I mean, we tried it once.
Oh, yeah.
Talked to him again.
So you let him pull one out of you, huh?
No, man, it was weird. It was so weird.
Oh, I bet.
Just not natural feeling. No, but it was like a foreplay thing. Like, he wanted to tug on it and pull it, not kind of pull it out, and then maybe push it back in. It was weird. So weird.
Ooh.
You should go to a party supply store and buy those little party poppers, you know, and you pull the string and the confetti shoots out. Just have him do that for foreplay.
Yeah,
probably turns him on. Snakes.
That probably turns him on. Voice-changing technology, Anonymous with us. What's your question for the Fetish Files here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, Anonymous? Hello, go ahead. Anonymous?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Anonymous.
Hey.
Hey, so when I first met my ex-husband, I didn't know that he was what he was into, but he told me he was into a little bit of hanky-panky, and I was going through a divorce at the time, so I had a lot of aggression. So he had, like, a little box in his room, and he opens it up, and there had to be at least 50 different implements. There were whips and paddles and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, I was swinging it like a baseball bat.
Oh, so he wanted spanked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he wanted me to do him.
And you did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you were cool with it.
Beat his ass.
Absolutely. I got out of a lot of aggression. Gave me a lot of strength, though.
Mm. How long did that go on for?
About 3 years. Wow. It just got too weird because he always wanted it that way, you know? So.
Can I ask you an important question? Did he like you to do a little more than spank back there?
Yeah, you know, he was into pleasuring himself while he was getting spanked. Oh. I don't know.
Me too.
All right, Anonymous, thank you for calling in.
Dark, sad and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, spanking and spanking at the same
mild,
time.
Though,
spanking is mild.
Double spank.
But having someone pull out a chest full of accessories can be a little off-putting.
Yeah.
You know, bust it in one by one. Like, so this email comes in, and this guy's wondering. He said, I've been trying to convince my girlfriend to get a little more adventurous in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. So I finally ordered some stuff. Some lingerie, a bullet vibrator, and a butt plug. Wow, that's advanced out of the game.
Yeah. That's all of it.
My question is to you guys, how do I bring it into the bedroom? So he has all this that he's ordered.
Yeah.
How does he introduce it?
One by one.
Slowly, not all at the same time.
What would you bring in first?
Not the butt plug.
You gotta go bullet. That's exactly right. You gotta go bullet.
I don't even know if I would bring that in.
Yes.
I go bullet.
We're gonna bring that in.
Yeah, you could probably do bullet and lingerie and just be like, I was thinking we could get
I guess lingerie would be first.
Yeah, lingerie
right?
is fine.
Lingerie is nothing. Totally, that's nothing. You just buy her an outfit or something. But I think like
the butt plug's the elephant in the room.
Oh, sure is.
Sure is.
It sure is. It's not a big elephant.
It sure is. At least don't knock them yet. I mean, they got some cute ones out there. At least they got ones with tails on them. They've got ones with jewels on them.
Poor girl's like, this isn't so bad. And then he's like,
yeah, pull that out.
What about this?
Put that in your rear.
Because you can't just, because I feel like with the bullet, you might be able to be doing stuff and then, like, sneak the bullet in.
Oh, and just start being like me.
Well, and then just, like, zzz, you know, a little
yeah, give it a give
and
it
then
some.
It might not be the worst thing, but I think for the elephant in the room, you can't just...
Yeah, you can't. I've got a surprise for you.
Relax, please.
So, slowly but surely.
So, is that start... for her or for him, though?
Oh, geez.
Oh, that's a good question. I assume for the, her, but you never know these days. Yeah, you really don't.
No, you don't.
A lot of guys like it back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you just show up to the party with it in.
Oh, if it's for Jesus. You, yeah. Then
you know, just... if it's for the guy, you just show up to the party with it in.
I don't want to alarm you, but I have a butt plug in.
Listen, I can tell you right now that in any kind of encounter I would ever have, you'd never know I had one in.
You just keep it secret.
Well, because I'd never let you see back there. Like,
yeah.
I'd
yeah,
never,
he could keep
ever.
It a secret
I could keep it
him.
A secret.
Chuck,
you know?
What's your secret, Chuck?
Let's just say it could be a secret.
It would be hilarious if she was like grabbing and like felt it, and you're like, "You found my secret."
Ooh,
you found my
called.
Secret.
Oh no,
that's
it
my
is
secret.
A secret,
babe. Where's my secret?
Where's my secret?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
What's your question for the Dave and Chuck the Freak Fetish Files? Are you wondering about one? Have you tried to introduce one? Have you been put off by one? 1-855-954-6969 if you'd like to reach out. And you can be anonymous and reach us that way. This person said, my phone was on like 1%, so I went to use my girlfriend's phone to order us some Chinese food. I noticed she had a lot of web browsers up. In fact, she never cleared her history. The more I started looking through her history, the more I realized all the porn she watches is related to anal bondage orgasm torture. Anytime I brought up doing backdoor stuff, she always says how much it would hurt and it's not for her. Do you think she's just too embarrassed to ask me to do these things to her? Or do you think she just likes to watch you but would never like to do it?
See, I am going to go with, there's probably some curiosity there, but there are a lot of people that can watch something. They'd never, ever do it.
Yeah.
But like, the taboo nature of it and the fact that they would never do it turns them on.
Yeah.
In a porn way.
Yeah, and I think girls are more apt to have that than guys, where they'll watch something they would never want.
Yeah. So, like, don't just think because you saw that on some chick's phone that you can just pull out your secret and give it to them. You know what I mean?
But it is crazy. That's all she's been watching is anal bondage orgasm torture. Like, that's extreme. That's not just butt stuff. That's extreme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I think she would probably be into some bondage. You know, you could do a little bit of that.
But yeah, you lose her probably at the anal orgasm torture.
So does he start off slow then? Just start with
bondage?
Start
torturing it a
bit. And then see where it leads?
See if torture here,
maybe
torture there.
A little whoopsie-deedle, and then see if anything happens?
Because I think, like, the stuff that they're talking about is, like, that's when the girls are, like, strapped to, like, a machine.
And they're like,
yeah.
Like,
you know,
oh, my God.
I mean,
it's crazy.
It's extreme. You can't just do that on a whim.
You're going to have a big house to have one of those machines.
This one came in through text. My ex used to take sleeping pills and let me have my way with her while she was out of it. How do you continue in another relationship after being used to this, he says.
So he likes passed out drunk.
He likes the Bill Cosby.
Yeah, he does. Oh. He does.
He doesn't like the word no.
Right. Oh.
Right.
That's hard to find another woman that would be into that.
Sure is.
How disconnected from wanting to do me are you when you're like, you know what? I'm going to take some sleeping pills so I'm out cold and I don't even know what you've done to me because I just don't want to be a part of it.
Oh, that's awful.
That's awful.
Yeah, I don't think you'll find another one.
No.
I don't think so.
One in a million chick will let you do that to her. Really?
You
just found your unicorn, but she has since jumped out of your life.
I wonder if you could talk a girl into faking it, like pretending to be asleep.
Well, some of them like to do that already.
Well, they are faking. But I mean, probably like faking same, being though. Asleep.
Yeah. No, he wants her out of it. That's
no, no. I know. I know what he wants.
He gets off.
I know what he wants.
So don't. Hey, make sure you get consent. That's
absolutely
more. You know.
You don't want to just get into chloroform.
Nope.
Don't make it happen. You've got to have someone wanting to make it happen. Voice-changing technology. This anonymous person calling us from Boston. Hey, how are you?
All right, yourself?
Good. We're talking about fetishes.
Yeah, I was listening to the radio. I don't have a particular fetish, but I have my boss, who I taught watching videos, inappropriate videos on company computers, and... this guy is very critical of me and pretty much everybody else in that works under him. And I think it was like one Friday afternoon. Stayed a little late, forced us all to stay a little late. It's only maybe like 6:30 or so. I walked by. You know, the windows are blacked out, basically, behind them. It's an office building in Boston. And, you know, computers are facing him, so the window behind him acts like a mirror. And I walked by. I don't think he realized anybody was still in the office, but I thought, like, I thought I'm watching, like, these videos. And I'm like, oh, my God, this guy is incredible that he's so critical of everybody about using company time and using company machines for doing whatever, shopping or whatnot.
So are you going to use his fetish against him? I mean, can you use this for your own good?
Oh, yeah, well, I think I am. I'm saving it for a rainy day because, like an idiot, the guy left, I stayed a little bit later, like an idiot, the guy left his little thumb drive sticking out of his computer. I was curious, so I just grabbed it and took it and opened it up at a neutral computer where I couldn't. Yeah, and there's hundreds of videos of, you know, submission, you know, where he's, like, licking, you know, where not him in particular, but licking the bottom of, like, women's shoes and being whipped in, like, an office setting. It's pretty funny, actually, because he's pretty, seems to be, like, a pretty straight-cut guy, but then when you realize, I don't think you realize that he left it in his computer.
No, I'm sure
and,
he didn't.
Yeah, so he wrote me up, so I'm just saving it for a rainy day, actually.
Tuck that away until you need it, dude. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, not that you saw it.
Keep your job for free fund.
Yeah, that is. Right. Thanks for calling in, man.
I'm fired?
Yeah, exactly.
I think you're fired.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Part of me...
Boom.
Part of me is like, you need to just do it now.
Yeah.
Like, don't save it for a rainy day. I mean, you do it now and you get the benefits now.
Yeah.
Because you could get a promotion. I mean, a lot of things could happen. If you're already in a lot of trouble and you try and pull it out, they could be like, well, you're already in a lot of trouble, so whatever. I'm like, I'd do it the next day. I would have been like,
yeah,
I saw your little flash drive.
I'm in charge.
You guys are jackasses. Someone's texting asking me for me to be mean again because they're starting to go soft.
Fire him up, Dave.
Yeah. No, I'll be super.
Here, watch this.
That's why so many people listen to the show. They like to hear Dave get mad.
I turn this mic off.
They unplug his computer on purpose.
Yeah, just start messing with him.
Oh, I thought that you were just like, I was like, gosh, no. Dave's not saying anything.
Oh, turn his mic off.
Trying to be a jerk.
He's trying to rile him up and get people erect.
It's working. It's working. How It's working big time. Here it goes. It's back on for you. See? I told you it was going to work. This is for the guy who...
Voice changing technology, Anonymous with us. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
I am a millionaire.
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. So we're talking about fetishes in the Fetish Files here. What's your question?
Yeah, so actually it's more along the lines. It's not a question. So my girlfriend, she's a dominatrix. She's been a dominatrix for a while. She's still into it a lot and has all kinds of fetishes. But more in particular, she likes being strangled and suffocated. And a couple weeks ago, we took acid. I took a couple hits of acid. She did too. I took particularly much better and much harder than she did. But we were messing around, and she wanted to be choked. So I'm choking her, and I kind of tripped into it and really choked her and came to a point where she started to literally convulse, like seize, and she was biting her tongue. And fucking, the image is imprinted into my brain. Like, I can't forget it. So now I'm a little weirded out by doing that still. And she's, like, all into that. Last night, she was suffocating her last night. She's into pretty much everything and anything she'll let me do.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, you took it to a level and she was like, oh, my God, that's exactly where I want it to go all the time?
Exactly. So she wasn't tripping as hard as I was. I was tripping really hard. Like, it was one of the best trips I've ever had.
You know what
and
makes
she
me...
She wasn't tripping as...
A seizure makes me lose a boner, though.
She loved it. She when she came out of it, she realized what was happening. She was literally seizing, and she bit her tongue, and the image is literally burned into my brain. But she was biting her tongue, and she came out of it, and she looked at me, and she said, "What was I just eating?" And then realized that she was biting her tongue, and turned around, and like it all surged for her, and she started tripping hardcore.
Oh, man.
Intense. It was crazy. It was honestly one of the most crazy experiences I've ever had in my life. It was intense.
You just got to be careful with that because this is how people die.
It scared the hell out of me. I'm not thrown off by it. I'll do it now, but I'm definitely not going to get high on drugs and do it anymore.
No. And maybe have her sign something and record something on video that says, I'm into this, and I'm asking him to do this to me.
You need to.
Sign a waiver before.
I'm telling you, you need it.
Yeah.
Sign my children waivers, please. Yep.
All right, dude. Good luck. Good luck, because that's scary. You need a fetish lawyer on the case.
Yeah.
Andy Green, fetish lawyer.
Dude, choke a bitch almost nearly to death. Now she's different.
I would do a 1-8 and chip.
And then all of a sudden, this is me now. No.
Yeah, see? You got to protect yourself from chicks like that.
She choked her life out of me.
Oh, no.
Andy Green's fetish lawyer. You get yourself into some trouble in the bedroom on acid or...
I tell you, I got really messed up.
He did. You should know what he's into, because it was wild. But yeah, don't go choking bitches out. But if you do get yourself in a situation, come right off I-75 here. Hit me up. I will take it to court for you. Most likely lose, because I am not qualified to do anything legally.
I ain't a lawyer.
I am not. That's why he's wearing all that orange.
Andy Green, fetish lawyer.
Yeah.
Fetish lawyer.
There's probably a business there.
Bona justice.
As we move forward.
Yeah.
Regular line here, Grace from Boston. Hi, Grace.
Hi.
So, what's your fetish question?
I actually have a story.
Okay,
go
ahead.
I was hooking up with this guy for the first time. We never discussed anything like this, and he asked me to kick him in the balls.
Yes.
Old kick in the balls.
Yeah.
The classic kick in the balls.
The old standby, a kick to the nuts.
And did you do it?
I did. He asked me to, and I tried to just go for it. I think I did it a little too hard. He asked me never to do it again.
Oh, wow.
Because normally the fetish guys wanted harder. He was like, don't ever do that again to me.
You just like kicked a field goal, huh?
So after you kicked him in the nuts, what did you guys do?
We stopped. I don't think I was going to ever hook up with him again.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. So it just ended.
One-time thing.
It just ended. Because you think, like, do you do it? You know, like, do you do it after that? That's what I was wondering.
If that's, like, just your thing now?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that where it leads to? Like,
that's what
just,
you would think.
Like,
you kick him a few times and then you have actual sex. I just wonder if she kicked him and then he was like, I can't even do it anymore.
A few more quick calls here. We're talking about, in the Fetish Files, your question, fetish you're into, something that happened, something that turned you off a fetish. Jesse from Ann Arbor. Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So what happened?
So it happened to a friend of mine, one of my best friends. She was my roommate at the time. She was going to school for her doctorate, but she
Jesse, sorry. Can you just, you're not speaking into the microphone on the phone clear, so just back it up a little bit. That'd be great. So your friend of yours was a dancer?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Yes.
Okay, good. She was a dancer, but she was also going to school for her doctorate, and she met a doctor, and they went out on a date, and he found out that she was a dancer, so he asked her to put on her heels and step into his nipples, like dig the heel of her stiletto into his nipples until it bled.
Until it bled?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, he wanted it to bleed?
Yep.
Eeks!
Yeah.
And she did it?
She did it, but she never seen him again. Never answered his call.
You lost me at nipple blood.
Jesus.
Yep.
That's too bad. She had a doctor. She had a doctor for a minute there, but...
Right. Old Dr. Nipple Pincher.
Yeah.
Too good to be true.
Yeah, sometimes it is.
Voice-changing technology. Anonymous, how are you?
Cold.
Classic cold. You've got a fetish question for us.
I do. So I have been married for almost 10 years now, and my wife also likes females, and she likes more of that soft touch in the bedroom. But I am more of the aggressor, kind of alpha male into submission. And I've tried to hint at it, but she doesn't seem to be into it. But it's difficult for me because I'm not soft like a chick in any way. So it's a little difficult to deal with.
I mean, I think that's the that's the problem with like being with someone who's into chicks, because it is so usually opposite of what you are as a guy that it gets like, for me, it's dangerous.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know,
I feel like you're gonna get left for a woman.
But the thing is, I'm sure she has to like something about, you know, what you do as a man to her.
Yeah, I mean, she enjoys that too. She would much rather be with a man than a woman. Just sexually, she likes both.
You guys do the same time? Like, you're involved and another girl's involved in her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's, I think, what you have to do.
Yeah, that's it, right? So if you're open to that and she's open to that, then you're cool.
Well, it's the same way. I mean, we've been with girls who are really into being, you know, part of the submission thing and loving, like, the daddy thing. But she's just not into it at all, even if we're all in the same room.
Sometimes you're not a sexual match. I mean, and that's unfortunate. I hope you don't realize that. But if she likes it soft and you like it hard, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah. Break it down, Dave.
It's not going to work out. It's not going to work out. But good luck to you, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That's it. Send you on your way.
You got
10 years they've been working at work, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he might, yeah, she might like some of the softer side of things, but he's still doing something right. He's still they're still banging after 10 years.
Yeah.
Joe, I mean, they do threesomes and everything. But.
Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I used to work with this guy, and he was into it with this silver fox one time, and he was telling me that she used to grow up the craziest garden in her backyard. And when they hung out, like, I'm not even lying, like, vegetables, and she was into all that crap. So,
oh, my.
What did I miss?
So they go out, and they pick whatever they want, from corn, summer squash, zucchini, the whole nine yards were growing in this lady's backyard, right? So, you know, it started to get hot and heavy, and this one time, personally, he told me that he took an ear of corn, put a condom on it, and just started twisting away. And I guess this chick just blowing loads. I mean...
Come on.
I'm personally scarred from this. Like, I'm not even lying.
Oh, my God. An ear of corn?
Ear of corn.
So don't date chicks with a green thumb, huh?
Silver fox too. She's a whole lady in a garden.
Old, yeah, you think it's just an innocent old lady with a garden? She's got corn twisted into her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're going to start in Ypsilanti, Michigan, where a reckless driver chased through Ypsilanti, was feeling great on marijuana before his arrest, he says. They kind of ruined his buzz, though. This dude arrested for driving recklessly and leading police in a chase through Ypsilanti said he was high on marijuana and he felt great. Until the cops pulled him over.
Oh.
Buzzkill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Police attempted to pull over a vehicle that was seen driving recklessly northbound on Michigan Avenue. The vehicle failed to stop and instead led police in a brief pursuit that ended with the man's arrest without further incident. He was taken to prison.
I just wonder if he maybe didn't even realize they were behind him for a while.
Yeah, he's like, well, these guys go around.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can pass.
Go ahead.
Man, you just stay back there.
Possibly.
You know?
Annoyed by the lights.
So high. That he didn't really realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, wait, oh my God, they might be here for me.
I feel like anybody that sings that they're so high on pot to the cop, that means that they're on cocaine.
Oh, yeah, they're doing they're on something else. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
It's like, yeah, just totally weed.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah. Speaking of weed, two men from Fort Lauderdale were arrested in Charlotte County, Florida, after police found several marijuana edibles in a car, including a 4-pound pot cake.
Jesus. Whoa. That's too much.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's insane, right?
You got to share that one.
Yeah.
Look at a picture of this edible cake.
That's what your buddy always wants to make me for my birthday.
Dude. Yeah.
Don't do it, Chuck. You can't go from zero to a 4-pound pot cake.
He told me I can.
He can't be very good.
Well, you'll let him.
Yeah, he told me it's no problem.
It doesn't even have to be your birthday. It can be Arbor Day.
Yep.
It could be any day.
Here's the story from NBC2.
Fort Lauderdale men were running a bake sale out of their car. Check it out. Cake, cookies, cereal bars. But the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office says those treats were laced with THC and targeted toward kids.
Oh, no.
KC2's Nestor Montoya explains how these edibles are not only illegal, but dangerous.
This bake sale ended in a bust after deputies pulled this duo over. They seized thousands of dollars worth of marijuana edibles, which are illegal in Florida. A lot of them look like popular treats that kids like to eat.
Snap, crackle, pot?
They do look like the Rice Krispie treats or the candies that I would buy for my children.
But instead of a sugar rush, these sweet treats will get you high.
There are a lot of children that could get into their hands.
Karen.
Scary.
Thursday afternoon, deputies came across the baked goods after pulling over Siobhan Morgan and David Joseph of Fort Lauderdale on I-75 in Charlotte County.
They're not legal here right now, and that's not okay for that to be in this area and unregulated.
They seized a marijuana cake, 42 cereal bars, 109 THC drinks, dozens of cake pops and other treats, as well as 131 joints. The pair even had tablecloths and serving trays.
There's clearly a demand. I see it in my clinic all the time with patients that are interested in purchasing edibles.
Dr. Sujatha Ramamurthy prescribes medical marijuana. She says these black market edibles, though, are dangerous because it's hard to know how much THC is in them.
There could be other types of drugs that they could add to this that could potentially make it more dangerous. Marijuana is now a medicine, and we need to treat it as such.
That's and those who don't end up like these two.
Both men remain in custody at the Charlotte County Jail facing felony charges.
You know take your medical advice from me.
You know how you don't know a doctor? Sometimes it's like a new doctor and you go in and you walk in and imagine if...
How you doing? Welcome. Oh. I'm your new doctor, Sanjeev Mamalu.
You seem to be very healthy.
Yeah. Of course. Look at me. I'm in great shape. You got a sore back? What do you got? You got a little joint pain? What? Here's some weed.
You smoking in the office?
Yeah, what the hell? You know that back in the 40s, they said these things were good for you.
Well, marijuana's medicine, so she just opened the medicine.
Exactly.
What kind
make
of
blunts.
Doctor is she?
A weed doctor.
Just a weed doctor.
I don't know.
I think she's just a GP,
a
right?
Yeah.
Oh, but, you know, it drives me crazy, though, because...
What?
I mean, yes, weed... Edibles sometimes are made into things like a Rice Krispie treat because you have to use butter and it's the easiest thing to do. So they make a cereal bar or they make... That doesn't mean that they're targeting them for kids.
Not
like,
at all.
Like that they want to sell them to kids as kid snacks.
No, we want them. Adults want those
exactly.
snacks. I want a Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah, cake pop. I love a cake pop.
I'm well into my 30s, and
you know, still can't sell it out of your car.
No,
right?
I get it. I understand it, but like they drum up the fear of marijuana by by saying, "Oh my God, it's either targeting your kids,
they're gonna target your kids."
Your kids are all going to be high. No,
but that's what stoners. They're targeting stoners. Stoners want those treats.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're not targeting kids.
Better from Nestor Montoya.
I know. I know.
I hear this doctor again, though.
See, there's clearly a demand.
There's clearly a demand for the goddamn
with patients that are interested in purchasing edibles.
Dr. Sujatha Ramamurthy.
She can't even stand up. She's got to stand up against the wall.
Exactly. You know, I got to be honest with you. Boy, you know, you could lose a few pounds and you could probably go for a couple runs a week. All right. I'm just being honest with you. You got any sore back or head? I got to write a prescription for weed. No,
I don't feel good with her.
No.
Nope.
Cancel this appointment.
Yeah.
How you doing?
You go.
Welcome to my clinic. I'm 30. Oh, you look rough. I've been through a lot. And you're a doctor of medicine?
Sort of.
Oh. I hear what you're saying, though. You'd be taken aback if you were like, Dave, get in here.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
How you feeling today?
Let's see up your backside.
Well, no. I'm going to touch
bend
you.
Over.
No, yeah. No.
I'm going to touch you on all your sensitive parts. Hey, check out your boys.
She does seem like she'd say boys.
Yeah, I know.
She's got that look to her.
Yeah, yeah, no, she definitely does for sure. This drunken idiot climbed into a bear enclosure at a zoo in Poland.
How did that go?
And wrestled a female bear, you guys.
Yes, he is Polish.
The fight is in the enclosure's pool, and the guy spends most of it on the bear's back.
I'm going to ride him. I will ride him.
Here's the video that's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
And look at the Mr. Bear. He's going to check you out. He doesn't... yes, he's going to eat you.
Oh, he jumped in the pool
In the pool to escape him. At first, but the bear was like...
Bear's like, you know, I swim.
I swim real good.
Oh, that's a big bear.
That's a huge Polish bear.
Sloth bear?
I don't think so. I think it's just a brown bear.
He's going to eat your head.
He starts with the scalp, then he takes the rest.
He's going to lick your bones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's there we go.
There's the bear.
Time to fight!
Yeah.
I ride him!
Look at the bear. It's kind of like, no, I just want to play.
I have made the beast my friend.
Exactly.
Yes. So he spends most of his time on the bear's back holding its ears for some reason.
Well, you're trying to make sure it doesn't bite your head off.
Holding its ears? That's a crazy thing.
I don't know. Is that the way you take care of a bear? You grab its ears, it doesn't
bite? He is riding him!
Now he's riding the bear.
Jesus. It's a little man trying to bite him.
I mean, you'd think he'd be so... I think his only... Oh, boy. Your only chance is to be in the water where the bear doesn't have... Can't use its strength.
Yeah.
Oh, is that him screaming down there? I don't know.
What a stupid emergency.
So he eventually escapes by climbing out of the water here. But you better use your strength, pal.
Yeah, he's lucky he wasn't torn apart.
What a dummy.
Leave that bear alone.
I know. I didn't like that stressing the bear out there.
So it turns out he's really lucky. This bear used to be in a circus and is familiar with people, so they believe that's the only reason he wasn't torn apart.
So the bear was kind of like, hey, we're going to play again.
Right. You're one of the main ones or the nice ones?
Hey, you're grabbing my ears. I don't like it.
He faces multiple fines, including animal cruelty and not wearing a face mask.
Yeah.
Polish bear wrestling.
What Polish idiot. Zoo, huh?
That's a typical day at a Polish zoo.
The Warsaw Crazy. Zoo.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts. This is something I can see happening to Chuck the Freak.
Uh-oh.
So Chuck, Chuck's having some car troubles looking for a new car.
But yeah.
Let's say in the meantime, he was craving Dairy Queen.
Yes. What do I do?
Hops on his bike.
Okay.
He can't go get ice cream on a bike.
Yeah, I could. I probably could.
I guess it would be good for you.
I'd have to be close, though.
Yeah.
It'd have to be pretty close.
Police were called to a Dairy Queen in Wisconsin over a man who refused to leave the Dairy Queen drive-thru while on his bicycle.
Nope. I'm on a vehicle. Can I get a drunk driving charge on this thing?
Yeah.
Well, then I better be able to get a Blizzard.
An officer was sent to the Dairy Queen just before 8 p.m. for the report of a man refusing to get out of the drive-thru lane. He wanted to go through the drive-thru on his bicycle. When a restaurant employee told him they only serve people in motor vehicles from the drive-thru, he became furious, wanted a Blizzard either way, and refused to leave.
Were
you in Wisconsin on a bicycle, Chuck?
No, I was not. I was at a pool party. 70 people.
Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
He eventually attempted to drive his bicycle into the restaurant to file a formal complaint. That's when restaurant staff called police saying that they wanted the unruly cyclist removed from the property. Authorities say the cyclist was moved along and he was told how he could officially file a complaint if he wanted to.
Oh my God, I would be livid if I rode all the way. Because there are some places that have decided to open their drive-through for people just walking up, like truck drivers or whatever.
Yeah, they have. They put signs up.
Right. So I drive my bike to Dairy Queen being a loyal. I am one of their queens.
He's one of Dairy's queens.
You know what I mean?
When you pull up, they're like, Her Majesty's here.
Yes, exactly.
Her Majesty's here.
Exactly. I'm one of their queens. Okay.
That's Queen Charles.
Yes. Queen Charles the First.
Queen Charles the First rides.
You know? So when I show up, and yeah, I'm on my bike, I would expect to be like, hey, guys. Hey, everybody. All my friends. My Jeep died, so I'm on a bike.
If they were to say you can't, oh my God, I can't get a blizzard.
I almost can't even say it.
It happened to me Sunday morning. I walked with Jameson to Starbucks, and that's like a 40-minute walk each way. But I'm like, all right, I'll walk to Starbucks. I'll grab a coffee. You know,
a 40-minute walk?
It's a 40-minute walk each way, yeah.
Oh, my God, Dave.
So what else are you going to do?
I know, I have nothing else going on.
What else are you going to do?
And I was up early, so everyone's still sleeping.
Yeah, it was 3:30 in the morning.
I get there, and even though they have opened a lot of their, dining rooms or whatever they call them, this one wasn't. I've seen people inside, though, this week.
Hmm.
Unless it just opens later in the day or something.
I think maybe.
There's a lot of different hours now. Where they're
but
like,
the drive-thru was open, but you couldn't actually go in and grab a coffee. So I was denied.
Oh, man.
Walked all that way and no coffee?
I was like, son of a bitch!
Oh, no. That's the worst.
Well, that's terrible.
I was almost the upset bicyclist. I was going to walk Jameson through the drive-thru, but I thought better of it. I don't want to make the news by the guy.
I don't want to make the news
just to get a coffee.
You know, because I'd be arguing that I was one of their queens.
I'd be like, look me up. Look up my info. Look at how much I've spent here.
I'm one of your queens.
I'm one of your queens. Yes.
God, I wish they had a program now that was called Dairy Queen.
We need one.
Sorry, you want to get on the proper steed to get your Blizzard today.
Uh-huh.
Maybe come back on a different stallion.
I just think if I ever saw Chuck on a bike, like, I'd have to call the authorities. Like, I'd be like, oh, Chuck's on a bike.
Look out! Oh, God!
Something is terribly wrong.
So, you guys know I have a bike, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So,
yeah.
I have a bike, and the tires are flat from just not being
lack
used.
Lack of use?
From lack of use.
Yeah.
They've rotted out.
Sure.
They're just destroyed. So, that tells you how much I've ever used a bike.
No, I get it. Lisa's right, though. Something would be desperate. Something's gone wrong if Chuck's on a bike.
Oh, my God.
He's fleeing. I don't know. Something has gone wrong.
I don't know.
You got your hat on.
I don't know what it would take. I need my fishing hat.
For sure. Block the sun rays.
Queen emergency.
Hey, Dairy Queen, officially launch your Be a Queen program because we got a queen in waiting here.
I can't wait.
Princess Chuck needs to become a queen. He's purchased enough of your blizzards to officially be royalty.
It's true. They could look up my. They could crunch the numbers on that. They could crunch the numbers. If there's some kind of point system that you need to get to, I'd like to retroactively
It's such a great idea because the more you spend, the higher you move up in the Dairy Queen royal family.
Just like anything, right? Like, I'm surprised more companies haven't figured this out, that we all like to level up.
Yes, we do.
Okay? Everybody likes to level up. It's why, you know, video games are so addicting. You know, it's like even like chat programs I have, you go on there and you level up. Like, oh, look, you're this level. You're yay.
Right.
If I could go from like, I don't know what the lowest is. Peasant.
Like you start as like
jester.
A handmaiden.
You know what I mean? And I move through to princess and to, you know, all the stuff. And then I end up a queen.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. What a dream.
They send you a little crown.
Today's the day Chuck became a
pin or something. Like a pin.
And then you can get the diamonds. You get the added diamonds.
I love it.
You know, I'm a two-diamond queen.
Oh, my God. It would be amazing, Chuck.
People do love to level up. That's a psychology.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. It's why all the apps these days, when they're trying, you're trying to lose weight and everything, you know, it's everything's... They're trying to make everything a game.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't figured out, like, oh, you need to level up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You need to, like, do things to level up. Oh, it's my coronation.
Princess Chuck.
Yes.
Has consumed enough blizzards. And he's now our queen.
Hello.
Queen Chuck. For the queen. Queen Chuck.
God save the queen.
Yeah. Wave at him. He's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Yes.
Rosy cheeks.
Heath blizzards for all. Heath blizzards for all.
Brings a tear to my eye.
I do want a blizzard.
How did you get to be queen? By eating a ton of ice cream. An absolute ton of it.
Incredible.
One ton of ice cream, you become a queen. I became a queen technically 8 years ago. I'm on to the next.
It's an empress.
I don't know what you become after that. I'll need to level up to something else.
Yeah, like Duke.
Well, intergalactic
Duke and
queen.
Is under? I don't know. Like what?
Queen's the ultimate.
Queen's it, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's no bigger. Well, you can be the queen mom, I guess.
Yeah, you're the queen mom.
Ice cream goddess.
Oh, yeah, you become a goddess.
Goddess.
I don't know how, like, how much I'd have to eat for that, but.
He's a queen mom.
Some goals are good to set so high that it's almost impossible.
One day, Chuck, I hope you become a queen.
I do too. I do too. Right? I think if they crunch the numbers, they'd realize I was one already.
Chuck's already a queen.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.